We're in Netivot Shalom, his packet on Ma'amrei Purim. We're on page Lamed Vav, good number. On Esther min haTorah minayin, shenemar v'anochi haster astir. So let's see what that means. He's going to, I'm sure, quote it inside. Ma'amar Chazal, it says in Gemara Chulin, Esther min haTorah minayin, which is an incredible question in and of itself, right? Meaning, where do we see Esther in the Torah? Why is that an odd question?
Why was she in the Torah?
Correct. So the very fact that the Gemara asked that question is fantastic. But Esther in the Torah minayin? Where do we see Esther in the Torah? Shne emar va'anochi haster astir panai bayomahu. God says at the end of Parshat Vayelech. I always confuse myself with Vayelech because we often read them together and they're both short. I believe it's the end of Parshat Vayelech. I'm confident it's the end of Parshat Vayelech. He says, Aster astir panai bayom hahu. God says that in the end of days I will doubly hide my face. V'ish la'avin, we have to understand, mashma'ut divrehem, shelo haya hester kaful b'chol ha'itim kemo b'tkufa zo shel Esther. We have to understand that there was never this concept of this double hester, a double hester, at any time like there was in the time of Esther, in the time of Purim. Uma mashma'ut kfilut zo. What is the meaning of this doubling of the language? V'lama mityacheset kfilut ha'hester le'ester yoter mi'asher le'mordechai. And why is this doubly hiding of God's face more relevant to Esther, that it's Esther who's hinted to in Aster Astir Panai, more than somehow a reference to Mordechai? Meaning somehow the Esther is essential in Esther, in her name, in the relationship to Aster Astir Panai. This concept of Esther is relating to Esther even more than it is to Mordechai. So one, why this Tkufa? Why the time of Purim more than any other time? And two, why Esther more than Mordechai?
Sorry, why would it be Mordechai?
Well, not linguistically it wouldn't be, but conceptually, why are we linking? What is this inherent in her name, and then if they're inherent in the connection to the Pasuk, why is this concept of Hester more linked to Esther, conceptually, regardless of the mm-hmm. obvious connection in the words that don't, right, than to Mordechai conceptually, is what he's asking. Od matzinu kfilut lashom divrei Esther kashir avadati. We also see that Esther has an affinity toward kfilut lashon, doubling of words, and herself saying in Megillat Esther, v'kashir avadati. She says what to Mordechai, that I'll go and speak to the king, I'll go and speak to Achashverosh, and whatever happens to me happens to me. If I'm lost, I'm lost. If I'm destroyed, I'm destroyed. Because one is not allowed to just simply go and knock on the door and just walk up to the king, unless they're called upon in that context in the story. The king. Beha deita bechazal kishenichnesa Esther levit hatzalmim nis talka mimena shchina vaamra keli lama azavtani. And so too it says in Chazal that when Esther went into went in to speak to the king, the shchina left her. And she said, when the Shekhinah left her, Keli, lama azavtani? Hashem, why have you deserted me? Why is the Shekhinah left me? Why have you left me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma mashmut kfeilut halashon keli. Also here, what's the meaning of the doubling of the word keli? V'chein Mordechai amar b'lashon kaful, imacharish tacharishi be'it hazot. Right? Mordechai says to her, how could you not go and speak to the king? If you're silent at this time, maybe the salvation is going to come, it'll come from somebody else, but it could be that this is the whole reason that you're here. But why does he use the kfilut lashon of imacharish tacharishi? If you are absolutely silent, if you are totally silent. Why is there this constant emphasis that's happening throughout the Megillah? V'chag ha'Purim atzmo kaful, and Purim itself is kaful. Sheish yom yuchad. Right, we have Purim itself is doubled. How is it doubled? What day is Purim?
Yudal.
When else is Purim? Tedvav. It's kafel. It's both. There's Purim in Chutz Laaretz. There's Purim in the non-walled cities. There's Purim on the 14th. Then walled cities in Yerushalayim. There's Purim on the 15th. So Purim itself is kafel.
It was always like that.
That it's oh, from okay. Forest Pesukim in Perek Tet Megillat Esther. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't find this by any other holiday. What holiday is on one day for some people and on another day for another people? There are certain holidays that are 2 days. Everybody holds 2 days by Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, but that's not two different days upon which different people celebrate a chag. What other chag do we find that by? Tov. Odish, yeah.
Okay. Kili Kili Lama Azavtani, that's from Megillas Esther?
No, that's a pasuk.
Who says that she says that?
Chazal. Meaning Chazal link that response to Esther. Which makes me suspect that it's in Tehillim, because very often we associate Psukim and Tehillim to other individuals that are, meaning David HaMelech says them, but we attribute them to other people. But that's only a suspicion. I would have to look it up. I don't know offhand, and he doesn't give us a source. But no, it's not a Megillat Esther, but Chazal attributed to Esther. Odish Lahavin, Ma Dichtiv Megillah, Alkein Kra'u Leyamim Ha'ilu Purim Al Shim HaPur. That which it says in the Megillat Esther itself, that that these days are called Purim because of the poor, because of the lottery. B'makashur HaPur Le'itzmuto Shel Chag L'Neish Sheyeshbo Shayabo. What does this lottery have to do with the essence of Chag Purim and the miracle that happened on it? Right, like Purim is this huge holiday with so many layers to it. Why do we call Purim Purim? Because Haman threw a lottery to pick the day which ended up being that day on which all of the other really exciting stuff happened months before. Why is that Purim? Why does that become the name of the holiday? That's a classic question. I'm sure you're curious how he answers it. There's many, many answers to that question. But it's an essential question. It's the name of the holiday. A name indicates an essence. Why is the essence of Purim? Why are we relating to the lottery? And what is the meaning of the fact that it fell on Adar as opposed to any other month of the Jewish year? Why are we calling the Megillah on Esther? It's called Megillat Esther. Literally, we're calling it by her name. Velo Megillat Mordechai Esther. Right? Mordechai keeps getting downplayed. Keeps drawing the short end of the stick. Who says we don't value and prize and uplift women in Judaism, right? The holiest day of the year, we read Megillat Esther. Mordechai, who's Mordechai? Megillat Esther, right? Esther's the one who's put on the pedestal on Purim. Why so? Is she so much so that the Megillah is named after her? All kidding aside, why is the Megillah named after her and not after even, forget about even just Mordechai, why not Mordechai and Esther? Even more so, that which Chazal attribute Esther to being in the Torah through this pasuk of Va'anochi Aster Astir, Nimsasha Megillah Nikrit Al Shem HaEsther, that the Megillah itself then, if it's being called by Esther, is then also relating to her essence or her relationship to Torah, which is through the words Aster Astir Panai, through the concept of Hester Panim. Call it about the Geulah, meaning Purim was a huge day of salvation for the Jews. Don't call it Megillat Esther, Megillat HaGeulah, Megillat HaHe'ara, Megillat HaSimcha. Why Megillat Esther? Relating to Aster Aster Panah by Yomahu. All of the other holidays are called by the miracle or by the revelation that happens on them. Pesach, asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael. Pesach is called because HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of the Jews and didn't kill them in the miraculous Makat Bechorot. V'sukot, ki b'sukot toshavti et b'nei Yisrael. And Sukkot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Sukkot to live in when we were traveling through the desert. O Chanukah, al shem Chanukat HaMizbeach. Chanukah, one of the explanations of Chanukah, which has many explanations in terms of its name, is on the Chanukat HaMizbeach, the fact that we were able to come back and re-inaugurate the Mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash in the times of the Maccabim. Umadua Megillah Nikrit Al Shem HaHester. Why is Megillat Esther of all of the holidays, why is it called on the Hester Panim that's being hinted to on Aster Aster Panai by Yomahu? We got on the questions?
Mm-hmm.
We thoroughly confused, intrigued, unclear?
A lot of them.
Excited? I'm always excited when it has to do with Purim. It doesn't really matter. I'm fine just leaving it to questions. We talked about Purim. That's it. That's all we need. It's all Purim. Yesh lomar ha'inyan. Dinei. Itza mehari ha'kadosh. The Arizal says, Binan ha'giloi shel Purim, shuhara migiloi yisod Abba. Oh, we really jumped to a serious piece. The giloi of Purim is shining from the light of the foundation of the Kabbalistic principle, which is referred to as Abba. We'll try to explain that depending on where he takes it. V'ha'ara zo kimoha lo ni'ita lo b'shabbatot v'lo b'yamim tovim v'lo b'shum zman shehu. It's coming from a very, very deep place, let's put it that way. That in the Kabbalistic superstructure, that in very, very deep places is the emanation of Abba. There's Abba Ilah, there's Ima Ilah, both exist within there. One of the highest sources, the most deepest sources, is this concept of Abba. That's very, very deep within the Kabbalistic structure. And he's saying that the light from this place is not even on Shabbos. I don't know any other time. I feel like I've said this year, though, unless it was also talking about Purim, where he says, I think it was last year that we talked about Purim. I don't know anything else where the Nesivo Shalom says that there's something that's higher than Purim. Sorry, something that's higher than Shabbos. Anything. Shabbos is it. He's saying, even on Shabbos, there isn't a light coming from a source like there is on Purim. And not on the Yom Tovim, and not on any other time like on Purim. And just like the redemption, the miracle of the redemption of Purim was through a revelation of light, through this shining light that came out that there never was before. Kach gama hester mikodem. Therefore, zelu matzasa elokim, says Kohelet. That there's always balance in reality. There's always balance in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. Zelu matzasa elokim. Kach gama hester. So too, if there was no light like the light of Purim, what does that mean? There was no darkness like the darkness that preceded it. There was no hester like the hester that came before it. The concept that the night is always darkness is the night is always at its darkest right before the light. Right, that type of concept. And the explanation of this is, in terms of how deep this Hester was, that the high point, the apex, the sea of the Hester, the upper point of the Hester, is when the Hester is doubled, meaning that's the deepest Hester that there is. A Jew can withstand every hester that there is in the physical world and all difficulties and all everything that happens. But when the hester is in ruchnius and the hester is doubled in ruchnius, when spiritually we're feeling that darkness, when spiritually we're feeling disconnected, when spiritually we're not feeling Yad Hashem, we're not seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face in ruchnius, and it's kaful, it's doubled. Shenid melo kinistira darko me Hashem vehu mushlach umufkar lechol pagin bishin veavad etz. That there's nothing like a double Hester in Ruchnius, where it seems to a person that he's hidden from all of the drachim of Hashem, all of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's been thrown out and cast away, and he's totally lost and totally disconnected from Aviv Shabbat Shemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael milomde sevel gufani midorei dorot uptimiyut nafsham kvar einam mafchidim mize. The Jewish people have gone through tremendous physical trials, physical destruction over the course of their history. But in the depths of their souls, they're still not afraid. Meaning, kilu, when they have the ruchnius, when they still feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can survive anything. We can survive anything. When you can light a Hanukkah candle in Auschwitz, you can survive anything. Meaning, kilu, when even in the worst possible state of Hester Panim, where it seems unimaginable, it seems impossible that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could be there, when you could light a nair, when you could light a candle, when you could, when, like we talked about how in by Hanukkah, how the definition of Hanukkah is not lighting up the darkness, but maintaining light from within the darkness, when you can keep your ruchnius even in the Hester, that's the secret of the Jew. That's the ability of the Jew to survive history. Is the fact that no matter how difficult things get physically, we're always maintaining, we're able to maintain that ruchnius within us, even with when there's no way to explain how a Kadosh Baruch Hu can allow this to happen. I'm still holding that candle. But if you feel disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no hope. There's no hope. There's nothing. Once we're disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kmo dichtiv, histarti panecha hayiti nifal. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you hit your face, I was total. I was not confused. I was like overwhelmed with just uncertainty and confusion. I didn't know what to do with myself. Meaning, once you're masir your face, once I don't feel you connected to me, I'm totally lost. I'm totally flustered. I have no idea what to do with myself. Hayiti nifal. I have no idea what to do with myself. Ki yeled bal nefesh shechata, like a child who is a sensitive child who sins, shemuchan laseit kol minei onchin me'aviv, he's willing to accept all of the punishments from his father. Ach sheyizreku oto me'habayit einu yachol laseit, meaning kilu the son knows that he made a mistake, and the son says, okay, beseder, so my father's going to punish me. That's fine. I deserve it, and I made a mistake, and I understand. But the father throws the child out of the house. What is he going to do? It's over. What happens when the child's thrown out of the house? What is he supposed to do? Then he's frozen. Punishment, okay. It means my father cares about me. I did something wrong. He's trying to teach me a lesson. I'm still connected. I understand. When a father throws a child, when a parent throws a child out of the house, what do you do? What do I do? That's what he's saying. Yudi kam ba'et she'ovrim alav ha'yisrim akashim biyoter adayin nisha lemi lifnot v'lifnei mi lehitchanen. A Jew, even at that time, when he's going through all the difficulties, he still has the ability to go with inside and to know who he's able to supplicate to. Meaning, Kilo, even if it's difficult, he still knows he can dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can cry to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can turn inside and find the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's inside of him. If that still stands, he can withstand, he can survive. Aval kasher nigzar alav hester ruchani, but when there's been a decree upon that person that there's a spiritual hester upon them, shepiv sagor, where their mouth is closed, mesugarim ve'eno yachol lishpoch sicho betfilah, and a person can't even cry to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, can't even just scream. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you just cry to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When that's been taken away from a person, when a person feels that they just can't, they're no longer before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's when a Jew can't withstand. That's the only thing that can break a Jew, is when a Jew feels that they can't even cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew's mouth is sewn together and he can't even scream because he doesn't know if there's anybody there to listen. At that moment, a Jew at that moment, Be'emes has no hope. The hope of a Jew lies in knowing, no matter how beaten down I feel, no matter how abandoned I feel, it doesn't matter, I know that I'm still connected. I may not feel it now, I may not know it now, but I know deep down that I'm still connected. That's everything. That's everything. Kemo shematzinu etzel, David HaMelech alav shalom, shebe'emet kol ha'omer David chatai no elo to'ed. Like we see by David HaMelech, that be'emes, anybody who says that David was chotei, is mistaken, says the Gemara in Shabbos. But yet David HaMelech accepted upon himself many difficulties. His life was, he went through, even on a pshat level in Tanakh, he went through tremendous difficulties because of what happened with him in Bathsheba. But there was only one thing that was kasheh for him. David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you say David sinned, you say, he didn't say David sinned, David was makabal on himself that he deserved Yisurin. So it doesn't matter, we're not even getting into it. David was makabal on himself, but he says, Beseder HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do with me what you will. Do with me what you will and forget about the fact that he made a mistake or not made a mistake. In life, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do with me what you will, but I have one thing that I can't accept. Al tashlicheni milfanecha. Whatever you do, don't throw me away from in front of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I feel like you're not there, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you turn your back on me, so to speak, and you take the spirit of holiness from within me, which is what connects me to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I have no life, that I have nothing. My own son ousting me from king and running after me to kill me, my kingdom turning against me, whatever you put on me, my son dying, it doesn't matter. Anything in this physical world I can withstand. The only thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm begging, I'm crying to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tashtichini milfanecha v'rachat shecha lo tikach meni. That I can't stand. Al tikach meni. That I can't take. That I have nothing. Because in the worst places, there are two things. One is, if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's always hope. If I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's always hope. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always let me come back to Him. And two is, if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the MS, it doesn't matter. Because I know that I'm connected to you, and I know HaKol Me'is Hashem, and if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's Tov. And if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's what's meant to be. And if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, this is it. This is it. This is Ratzon Hashem. What? My Ratzon is more important than Ratzon Hashem? This is Ratzon Hashem. And I have everything. I have everything. Ezu Asher HaSamech B'Chalko is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me whatever I need right now, and even if it's difficult, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to me, He's giving it to me for a reason. It's why I'm going through it. I need to either accept this and this is my reality and it's what I need, or it's what I need to grow and needs to push me somewhere that I couldn't have gotten before. I don't know what it is. I may have to figure out what it is. But Ezu Asher HaSamech B'Chalko, it means that my reality in this moment is that I recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you're with me, as long as I'm able to recognize that you're with me in this moment, no matter how dark it may be, I can survive it, I can keep going. And that was David HaMelech. Me'alaf HaTaf, that was David HaMelech. The Api Chassidut has talked about David HaMelech, his very name, Dalet V'Dalet. Right? His name is spelled Dalet V'Dalet. A Dalet and then another Dalet. Dalet V'Dalet. Delet V'Delet. Dalet. Delet V'Odelet. He would go out one door and he'd always come back the other door. There was always another Delet. If he would ever go away from Odelet, there was always another way in. He'd always be coming back. He was all about Tshuva. Delet V'Odelet. He's always, if we walk out, he was coming back in. All he wanted to do was to make sure to stay in, to stay close, to get back, just be with the Kadosh Baruch. That was David HaMelech Me'alaf HaTaf. Me'alaf HaTaf. More on that another time. We have Esther and Mordechai to get to. Et kol yisurim hagufaniim haya muchan laseit. He was willing to withstand any physical trial or tribulation. Aval lo hashlacha milifnei Hashem, but not to be sent out from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hester kaful kazeh, and this double Hester, mityachis bimuchat leEsther, this was specifically connected to Esther. Kemosh amra v'kasher avarati avarati. She says, if I'm lost, then I'm lost. Dita b'svarim hakadoshim. It says in the svarim, avarati me'olam hazeh, avarati me'olam haba. Why the double avarati? I'll be lost in this world, and I'll be lost in the next world. Zeh she'avarati me'olam hazeh, od uchal laseit. That which I'm lost and I feel like I'm destroyed in this world, that I can take. Aval im yachad im ze. But if with this, hineni naaseit miruchaket uminuteket miavisha bashamayim ze lo yuchal seit. She says, imavarati avarati. It's a complaint. It's her making a ton of saying, kasher avarati I can take. Kasher avarati avarati is a real serious thing for her. To lose HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam HaZeh B'Seder, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But kasher avarati avarati, if I lose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam HaEmes, my real connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the true world in Olam HaEmes, that I can't stand. That I can't live with. That then I don't have anything. Then what's the point? Ki haya aleh lelechet b'ratzon. If she knew that this in truth was the real, this was Ratzon Hashem and the Ratzon of the Chachamim. He just somehow transitioned here into a story. The Rav HaKadosh Miruzhin spoke of a very, very holy man who once went to the Beit HaMelech in order to save the Jews. And when he went to this place of the king, he had to eat treif and drink yayin nesech in the seudah that the king had prepared. And when he went up to Shemayim, this very, very holy Yid, when he went up to Shemayim, he wasn't allowed to enter into a particular Heichal Kadosh, this particular holy sanctuary, for many, many, many years, for many hundreds of years. V'hainu da'amrin on Esther, min haTorah minayin. Meaning, but she knew that it was the Ratzon of Hashem and the Ratzon of the Chachamim, so that was why she was able to go. And she was able to say, Ki mavarati avarati, I'm willing to go. If this is Me'es Hashem, I have faith that I can keep going. As opposed to, you really need to know. Because if not, you could really be mavarati avarati. If a person goes, even in this case of this really, really Kadosh Yid who went to the Beis HaMelech in order to save the Jews, since it wasn't Miratzon Hashem and it wasn't Miratzon of the Chachamim evidently, and he ate the trefot and he drank the Yayin Nesach, he wasn't even able to go to this particular Yechal Kadosh in Olam Haba because he wasn't able to fully make sure that this is what he should have been doing, evidently. That's my understanding of the presentation here from the Nesiv HaShalom. Behind Darmina and Esther Mina Torah Minayin, that which it says, where do we see Esther in the Torah? Shesheilata Gemara, Hechan Matzinu Batorah Matzav Kazeh Shel Hester Kaful Kemo Shavar Lester. He's saying, what's the real question? What's the real question of the Gemara? The real question of the Gemara is, where do we see in the Torah any reality of this deep, deep Hester like we see by Esther? That's the question of the Gemara. Not necessarily literally, where do we see Esther in the Torah? Where do we see any matzav in the Torah like we saw by Esther? Esther Minah Torah 9. Where do you see anything like what happened in Esther in the Torah? And the tshuva to the, in the Gemara is that it says, I will doubly hide my face on that day. Bet pa'amim, twice it says, aster aster. Dehainu, aster kaful begashmitu v'ruchaniut. There's a hester gam in physical and the spiritual. Ubechinat aster zo, einamit yacheset ele le'aster. And this double hester only was shayach to Esther. V'lo le'mordechai, not to Mordechai. She'aslo rak hester gufani. He only had the hester gufani. The one who was able, who received and was able to be so veiled to overcome and to survive. A hester, both complete hester in physicality, in gashmius, and a complete hester in ruchnius. The only person to be able to survive that was Esther. That was Esther. And therefore it's called after her because she was on a loftier level of being able to overcome even the deep Esther. The deep Hester of Aster Aster Panabayimahu, a double Hester in Ruchnius and Gashmius, and still overcome and still feel and still know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with her and go to the king. And therefore, when we understand, meaning that the Shekhinah left her when she went to the king, she had Hester in Ruchnius and Hester in Gash, in, excuse me, a Hester in Gashmius and a Hester in Ruchnius. And so the Shekhinah left her when she went into the Beis HaMelech. And she says, Keli, Keli, lama azavtani? V'amru Chazal, Keli al Hayam, Keli al Har Sinai, that the Keli is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, and the second Keli is about Har Sinai. Al Hayam Ha'itza Atzalat Gufanim Shel Am Yisrael, that the Medrash is connecting the first Keli to Kriyas Yamsuf, where we called out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we had the possibility of being physically destroyed at Yamsuf. Val Har Sinai Atzalat Nefesh Ruach Neshama Al Am Yisrael, and by Har Sinai we had a potential destruction on a spiritual level, that it was so kadosh that it was potentially going to overwhelm us and destroy us on a spiritual level. Because the Kedusha at Har Sinai was so high, without going into all the details, the Gemara talks about it. Every time Kadosh Baruch Hu would say a word, our souls of all of the Jews would fly out of their bodies and start to run at the Shemayim. And the angels freaked out, because if there weren't Jews in the world, then there was no world. And if there was no world, then there were no Malachim. So the angels ran down and they grabbed the souls and they shoved them back into the bodies. And so it was all worth it to hear Anochi. But then what happened? God goes, Hashem! Boom! The souls fly out of the bodies, the Malachim come down, they put them back in the bodies. Elokecha, and again and again for both of the Luchot, you can now understand finally after the first two of the Asarat HaDibrot. So they're just like, listen, Moshe, you get the other eight, bring them down, we'll take your word for it. Meaning they were, what they went through in hearing those two Dibrot was a soul shattering experience, literally. So he's saying that's my understanding of what the Medrash is saying here. That's the second Caliph that our whole Nefesh Ruach and Neshama was in jeopardy by Matan Torah. The Echaz of Tani beHester Kaful beGuf veNefesh. And so she's saying Keli Keli on both levels, on the Gufni, on the Gufani and the Ruchani, on the physical and the spiritual. How could you have abandoned me? These are by all of the double lashon that we see in Megillat Esther. Haster Astir, Vavarati Avarati, Shekayal HaHester HaKaful Shayala. This is all about the double Hester that we have by Esther. And that which the Chag itself is kaful, like no other holiday. Bet yamim leprazimu lemukafim. These 2 years that we have, one for the towns and one for the walled cities. Who keneged hanes havagaluya kaful. This is keneged the miracle that was and the revelation that was kaful in Purim. Shahayita yishua begashmiut v'ruchaniu, to emphasize that there's spiritual and physical salvation on Purim. Hayom Rishon de Prazim, the first day of the Prazim of the unwalled cities of the towns, who keneged hanes hagashmi, that's keneged the physical nes. Vayom Hasheni de Mukafin, the second one is for the walled cities, who keneged hanes hagaloi v'agiloi ruchni, that's the spiritual one, that's the more internal one. B'derech Afshar, I'm just thinking out loud, right? The walled city, it's protected, it's more internal, it's more inside, it's the spiritual side which is more hidden and more deeply buried within us. It's not the outside, it's not galus. What is it? It's Yerushalayim. Right, Yerushalayim. That's the Yerushalayim is what we base it on. So it's that sense of me, perhaps that internal place. The walled cities of the second day is the spiritual, that internal, that guarded, that walled city inside of us, that Yerushalayim inside of us. That's the spiritual salvation that's being hinted to in the 2 days of Purim. V'kein kifal lashon b'ma'amar Mordechai l'Esther. So too the doubling of lashon when Mordechai says to Esther, "Imacharish tacharishi beit azot." If you're truly silent at this time, v'chule miramez ala chashichut akfula v'ayoma. This is also talking about this tremendous and awesome darkness that there was. Sheish holech chashichim ve'ein noget lo, ach lechol apachot yuchal liftoach piv b'tfilah v'eit matz uva'eit mitzav. that when a person's walking, that there's a time when we walk in darkness, when we have difficulties in life, and there seems to be no light, but we can at least, like we talked about before, you can still cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you know that He's there. You can't see Him, but you know that He's there. Meaning, why are you calling out? Why are you calling out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, help me! Why are you calling out? You don't see Him. That there's an inherent statement there that you know He's out there and listening, right? But you can at least call out. But then there's a time where you feel like I can't even call out who's out there to hear me. There's two sides of this. Oh, Mugdal. Hakeev, Kemoshin, Emar, Biyov, it can keep growing and growing and growing, this difficulty inside of us, like in Eov, where it says, Ve'in daber davar ki gadol hakeev, that I can't speak because the difficulty is too much for me. Uvatilim, and the opposite in Tilim, Ne'lamti dumiya, Hakashiti, Mitov, Ukeive, Ne'akar. Presumably, where David HaMelech there was still able to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishe'enu yachol liftoach piv mitoch yi'ush ve'efes tikva. Sorry, both of those evidently were cases where they were able to still cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishe'enu yachol liftoach piv. There are times when one can't open their mouths and cry out. Mitoch yi'ush ve'efes tikva. Because they're totally in despair and there's no more hope. Shekvar eino ro'eh shum to'elet bidvarav. It doesn't seem to have any purpose. Why am I crying out? There's nobody out there to listen. Sheda kasha mikulia. This is nothing more difficult than this. There's nothing worse than this in life. Ukineged bet mashmauyot hashtika shel Esther yatzam Mordechai va'amar belashon kaful imacharish tacharishi. And by these two meanings of being silent, of Esther, that's what Mordechai is saying. Imacharish tacharishi lishlolat shnehem imacharish tacharishi. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. Be in a way where you're afraid, where you feel like there's nothing to call out, where you're crying out, but you can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even the worst tacharishi. Don't be silent because don't let yourself feel like there's nobody out there to hear you and be silent and not even say anything at all because you think there's nobody there to hear you at all. Imacharish tacharishi. Ki haya batuach sheruach v'atzla yamod liyudim, because he knew, Mordechai knew, he said, if not from you, then from somewhere else, because I'm telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there, and I'm telling you He's going to answer. You have to cry out, even if you think He's not there, even if you're to the point where you think there's no point in calling out, I'm sure it's going to come from somewhere else, because I'm telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there. V'lachin lo mitachis ha-hester al Mordechai, and therefore, the Esther is not shayach to Mordechai, because he didn't feel that hester upon him. He was sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out there. He didn't have that. It was clear to him because he didn't experience that double layer of Hester. It wasn't shayach to Mordechai. Kivan shu haya chazak be'emunato, ki ruach v'atzla yamud liyudim. He was totally empowered in his emuna in a way that he knew that the salvation would come. Lo avar al et ha'esterah kaful hazeh. He didn't have it. He didn't experience it. Meaning, it's called Megillat Esther because she's the one who went through the double Hester. She's the one who said him avarati avarati. She's the one who told him acharish tacharishi. She's the one who knows. She's the one who experiences that even more than Mordechai and overcomes it. And despite that, goes forward and with full emuna knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to be there, despite the fact that the Shekhinah left me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, and it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. There's no point even seemingly in crying out. She's still fasting. She's still crying out. She still goes to the king, and she brings about the Hatzalah for the Jews. That's Megillat Esther. That's a Megillah, a revelation of the Hester. That's Esther Min HaTorah Minayin, Esther Asher Panah Be'Yehud, that there's going to be a double Hester time, but the way to get through it is through by following in the ways of Esther. Never allowing oneself to feel cut off. We had to speed up at the end. I wanted to get at least to the end of Aleph. Bezrat Hashem next week. We'll pick up with Mamar Bet.